ears, right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Just awesome. It's a great day. Yeah. Feeling good.
Ready for another day.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a collective, like, just downturn yesterday in everybody's mood. I was, like, really shitty yesterday after work.
Yeah.
I got home and I just thought, man, what am I doing with myself? Like, what has life become?
Languishing.
It's those thoughts you have in lockdown, though, I think.
Yeah,
where everything's
just...
You're missing people and you want to see people and you just can't.
Well, that's the technical term.
Well, you had a hard time yesterday as well, mate.
Yeah, just cultivation of things, just missing people. I was on the phone to my best friend and he's like, because he's in Brisbane and he showed me a gig that he wants to go to on Friday and I can't go with him, obviously, and it's made me like, oh.
Yeah, how are you going, Kruver?
I'm pretty good, just banging along, really. I'm happy.
Yeah, because you're not working.
Yeah.
Your second job.
Yeah, I'm so chill at the moment. It's unbelievable.
Maddie from the newsroom, how are you?
Yeah, all right. I actually said goodbye to the house I've lived in for the past 3 years yesterday and my housemates because my partner and I have just moved in together. And so it was big, long hugs of like, well, we'll see you when we're allowed to see you again.
Oh, that's the thing. It's a big day.
Yeah. Not in a bubble anymore.
No, exactly. Because, you know, once you change your addresses and we're gone, it's, you know, no more hanging out with our housemates.
Well, congrats on the new place.
Yeah.
So the first time you've moved in together, like just you and
just
your partner.
Us, yeah.
How was the first night? Was it okay?
It was like we've sort of been there for a couple of weeks. We've just still been moving stuff over.
Yeah.
It's actually been really good, and we're further away from the train line now because we stayed in the same suburb, but further away from the train line, which means my partner sleeps way better, which is easy for me because getting up at 3:30 in the morning is not great, and I always felt so guilty waking him up, and he just sleeps straight through the night now.
You guys won't know yourself. Like, once you move out of a share house scenario, the privacy you get, you're like, man, why didn't I do this earlier?
It's already been so great. I'm so glad.
You can hear it in your voice. You're just very, very happy. Right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Hey, Meg, lads versus lasses is up
the,
next.
Yeah, the scores are tied 63-all, so it's going to be an interesting week. $50 to spend menu log up for grabs. We need one lad, one lass on the phones right now. 13-10-09.
Okay, I will do it after Kygo, One Republic, Lose Somebody. It's 9 degrees on the coast. Sunny today at New FM. Good morning. Kygo, One Republic, Lose Somebody, and New FM, 12 past 6. Beautiful sunny day today, 23 the top on the coast. It's 9 degrees in the city right now.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, the ultimate game of battle of the sexes, one guy, one girl. One is going to walk away with a $50 menu log voucher. The scores are tied, 63-all at the moment. When I first got here, the guys were in front by a lot.
I think
it must be because of you, man.
I'm going to say it's because of me.
Inspired the women of Newcastle.
You've gotten this, like, energy behind you,
which is
getting them to just win, win, win.
Hey, we still need a lad if you want to play 13-10-09. Let's meet our lass, though, first, Creeper.
Yeah, that's right. It's Christy. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Are you ready to do it for the ladies and win yourself some menu log delicious food?
I'll try.
All right, let's hook into these questions. Number one for you. What is the bag limit for lobsters in New South Wales?
Is it two?
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
Good job. Good job indeed.
All right, number two. What does the brand Kamado Joe make?
Kamado
with the, starts with a K.
Kamado.
Yeah.
Power tools. I'm not sure.
Good guess, but incorrect. Sorry, it's charcoal barbecues.
Okay.
All right. Number three. Which country is the Leatherman tools made in?
I don't know. I'll go with Germany.
Good guess. Incorrect. Sorry, it's America, USA. One on the board.
Not
well
too
done.
Bad. Let's meet our lad right now. It's Hayden. Good morning, Hayden. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's on for the morning, Hayden? Off to work?
Yeah, off to work, mate.
What do you do for a living? Wait. Oh, are you a landscaper?
No, panel beater.
Panel beater. Okay.
You wanted to guess
from the voice. All right, here we go. You need two to walk away with an instant win today, Hayden. Question number one. Perry Edwards is a member of which UK girl group?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Little Mix. Question number two. You just had a baby, actually, Perry. Yeah. Question number two, which is multiple choice. A GHD hair straightener heats to what temperature? Is it A, 175 degrees Celsius, B, 185, or C, 200 degrees Celsius?
Is it 175?
No, it's not. 185. We're going for a tiebreaker coin toss here. Question three. How often should you replace mascara?
Every 3 days?
Good guess.
That'd be very expensive.
Every 3 months.
I had no idea that was even a thing. Who would have known?
Well done, Christy. You've got $50 to spend at Menulog, babe.
Ooh, awesome. Go, girls.
Amazing. Craving tacos to the chat, so tap the Menulog app and get food when you want delivered anytime, any day.
Now, guys, a few months ago on this show, we spoke about a rapper. His name is Lil Uzi over in the States. Now, what's interesting about Lil Uzi, he made quite a large purchase that went viral. So he spent $24 million on a diamond, 11 carats, which was implanted into his forehead.
I imagined when I heard the story that it was spending that much money, it would be like the size of a 20-cent coin or something like that. Like it'd be some sort of, you know, oriental god. But it's not really like that at all.
It's quite small.
It looks more like an earring that he's put in the middle of his head.
Yeah.
So, interesting. We're not talking about Lil Uzi's music next, but we have an update on his diamond.
Oh, brilliant.
It's fallen out of his head.
That's a real problem when you've got that kind of cash tied up in it.
$24 million tied up in the middle of his head. I'll tell you what happened after this at New FM. Novos. Killing Heidi at New FM. Heading for a top of 23 in the valley today, 6 degrees in Maitland right now, guys. Yeah, I want to talk to you about a rapper called Lil Uzi. He's 26 from America. You might know him from songs such as The Way Life Goes, Money Longer, and EXO Tour Life, spelled LLIF3.
Do you reckon he was in charge of the spelling of that?
I would say so. So basically, look, Lil Uzi is famous not for his music, but for buying a $24 million 11-carat pink diamond that he implanted in the middle of his head, right smack bang in the middle of his forehead. Now, this made news right around the world a few months ago. And I think at the time, we all collectively at some point said, man, what if it falls out?
Well, I was concerned, like at the start, I imagined it sort of like flush with his head. So, like, I imagined it like some sort of deity has, you know, they have like a third eye. I thought the diamond would sit in there.
So it'd be like indented.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what you said. You hear implanted. Yeah. That's what you think.
You know what you
right?
It kind of looks like a belly button piercing.
That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah. See, I totally imagined it wrong and I was sorely disappointed when I saw it like how it is.
Here he is talking about said diamond.
I'm going to be real. So I'm picking up the diamond. We was going to put it in a ring. But I'm going to be honest, I'm a little Uzi. I'm turned up, so $24 million on a ring is the stupidest idea because I'm going to look down and that ring ain't going to beat it. I wake up in odd places and different sceneries. I said, you know what? I want to put it right here. They're like, you want to put it right there? They're like, bro, don't think it was just a, come on, let's go get his money. Let's take it. No, bro, they argued me down. It's almost insane to the average person. But, you know, I'm a little Uzi Vert. What can I say?
I love how he said, I'm going to look down and it's not going to be there. You're not going to see it in your face unless you're looking in a mirror, buddy.
Also, the way he says stupidest, I feel like he spells it S-T-O-O-P.
So Lil Uzi was playing at a festival called Rolling Loud a couple of months ago and he dived into the crowd. The diamond disappeared. It fell out. in a crowd of thousands. No, I would say it probably got, like, came loose. And when he's, like, the force of jumping into the crowd, it's just fallen into the ground somewhere. Now, you can imagine Lil Uzi, who's been paying this diamond off since 2017.
doesn't own it in full.
No, he's paying it off. He's got a mortgage on the diamond. Lil Uzi was stressing out. I do have an update, though, guys. He has found the diamond.
Oh, my God. Thank God, that's so lucky.
He goes, I'm feeling good. I still have the diamond, so I feel good. I had a show at Rolling Loud, and I jumped into the crowd, and they kind of ripped it out, he told TMZ, the 18th anniversary of Jay-Z's 4040 Club. His real name, Saimir Bizzle Woods.
Mr. Woods, sir, where's your diamond gone?
You wouldn't want to have insurance on something like that.
All I'm thinking of, maybe he did actually lose it, and this is a Ocean's 8 kind of thing where they reprinted the diamonds and the jewels and everything with a 3D printer. Maybe he's just done that instead, just to save face. Out.
Well, it's possible.
What a fitting song, though. Like, To A Life. That's his, like, main song that he's known for. I've got a sample of it here. Creevo, you apparently know this, which is strange.
Well, I've heard it. I don't really care if you cry. I don't really shouldn't have a lie. Yeah, it's definitely popped up in one of my Spotify playlists.
Yeah.
And I've heard it a few times. But I don't think...
Hang on, I'm just turning it up. New FM will never play this song.
No, of course not.
5 seconds to go. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. Quality song.
And that's the limit. That's all
I'm just glad that he found the diamond. Man, that is like finding a needle in a haystack. A bunch of people at an urban festival with a $24 million diamond rolling around the floor. I'm surprised he got it back.
I'm surprised he's got a mortgage on it. He was balling like as if he bought it outright.
Okay, so I've done a little tiny research. His net worth, $25 million. So he's $1 million left over in his net worth. But you guys criticize his music. He has over 3.5 billion streams over all his songs.
I'm not one of them.
I mean, I'm just saying, pretty popular. Yeah.
So it turns out he does have insurance on the diamond.
Oh, you there would you need
it's
it.
It's a problem waiting to happen.
100%. Oh, my diamond caught fire. How is that even possible?
Godspeed, Lil Uzi. Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Yesterday, Maddie, after the show, you were telling us this story about how your cat has been doing something a little bit disgusting. Please enlighten us.
So, little Harry, beautiful thing. Man, he tests my patience sometimes. Though. So, I was in the bathroom the other day doing my business. Anyway, long story short, the cat, like, wanders in. Goes into the shower cubicle, and I don't know, he's been doing this so often, like, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he goes in there, he, like, claws up to the tiles and sort of, like, semi-squats down, and he does his business in the shower. Oh. I'm getting sick of it. He's got a perfectly good litter tray that it's cleaned very regularly. I don't understand why he goes into the shower. Maddie's looking horrified in the newsroom. Like,
well,
this is pet ownership, Maddie.
No, I'm trying to remember if you got him as a kitten. You got him as a kitten, like, fresh, right? Like, he hadn't been taught this by someone else. That's what I was just trying to figure out.
Well, you know, I feel like he hates me. Or, like, he tries to punish me. Like, I don't leave it in there, obviously. Like, I'm mortified and disgusted by it. But he just keeps doing it. It's a filthy habit.
That's disgusting.
It's like, hey, I'll get you.
I reckon maybe he's inspired by you.
And he's so dramatic with it as well. Like, he really gets into it.
Does he only do it, though, when you go into the bathroom?
Yes.
See, that's so weird.
Isn't it just...
What a strange and
Where's
disgusting.
Where's Dr. Harry? Can we get him on the show? I'd really love some help.
Look, this has inspired me to say 13109... What is your pet's filthy habit? Can you outdo Maddie?
Well, Meg, you have birds.
I do, yeah. So
do they have any filthy habits?
The only thing is, like, when they come out and they come and sit with us on the lounge, they'll sometimes do their thing on the lounge because they're only birds.
Like piddle?
No, just do a little poo on the lounge. Yeah. And then they'll go for a walk, and if I haven't got around to cleaning it, they'll come back and eat it. And oh, I don't understand.
You know, my friend has a chihuahua, Shatzi, and Shatzi likes to eat its own.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I never thought, I knew dogs kind of did that thing, but I didn't understand that cockatiels did that. It was a bit confusing with the fur. They've got a thing full of, that's the thing, they've got a thing full of beautiful food, but the dried poop on the lounge is apparently a delicacy.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Recycling at its best. Yeah. Responsible inhabitants of the planet.
Well, you could say that. Or you could say it's filthy. Look, everyone that gets on the show this week goes into the draw to win an escape for two to Crown Plaza, Hunter Valley. 13-10-09. What is your pet's disgusting habit?
And right. Dobberman.
We'll do it after Justin Bieber. Hold on at New FM 639. 6 degrees at Nelson Bay right now. Justin Bieber, Hold On at New FM with the Novos. 642. It's 9 in the city right now. 9 degrees at Warners Bay. Talk dirty to me.
Yeah, that's right, Maddie. We're talking about filthy pet habits because your cat, Harry, has been dropping the kids off in the shower, of all places.
It really taunts me and it upsets me. But then he, like, looks around after when I'm like, no!
absolutely disgusting.
Cheeky look.
Meg, we heard about your birds that are doing it on the couch. My dog, Molly, has a thing for socks. Now, you might think, oh, that's fairly innocent. But what you have to think about is that's been on my stinky foot all day. And then the dog is like chewing on it and licking it. Yeah. And of all the things, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we put this up on the New FM Facebook page yesterday, and let me tell you, you did not disappoint.
Other people have pets with filthy habits, apparently.
Catherine says, our kitten pees on the dog's bed every morning to show them who's boss.
Well, that's just disgusting. You have to wash that thing all the time.
Andrew says, I don't know what this is. One of my cats does a worm burner on all our carpets in the house.
Is it like scooting the butt along the floor,
that's
maybe?
That's what I take from that.
Yeah.
These a bird one for you, Meg.
Yeah.
Lynn says, my male bird thinks I'm his partner and wants to make babies.
That's what my birds do as well.
Really?
They get really defensive. When my partner's got our little lorikeet out, I'm not allowed to go near him because I will get torn to shreds. You've seen the scars I've shown you from her. Like, pretty bad.
So are they going up and, like, dry humping you?
Well, what she did, well, our one is a little, like, because she's a girl, she just puts her butt up in the air and just, like, does a little dance.
Or, like, presents.
Yeah,
they make
exactly.
Weird sounds?
No, she doesn't make any weird sounds, but it just looks really, really weird. And you got to tap her on the beak to basically to calm
Stop
her down.
It.
Pretty much. Like, exactly
this
what you
is
have
over.
To do.
The process is over.
Here's some Dr. Harry style advice for all you people that are dealing with dogs who are eating their own excrement.
Oh, good.
Which is a lot. We've got like literally Dozens. 50 comments about dogs doing that. Apparently, if you feed them sweet potato, it stops them doing it.
Well, that's a great and very cheap bit of advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean sweet potato is expensive?
Go to Woolies, grab yourself a sweet potato. It's
a lot cheaper than buying, like, some fancy dog medicine.
That's true.
Anything Katie from a vet's like 50 bucks.
Hey, Katie, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your pet's filthy habits?
Yes, my dog has a dirty little fetish, and it's a bit worse than Crevo's dog. He has a thing for worn underwear.
Oh!
It's disgusting. I mean, it's great. It stops my family from leaving. It stops them from leaving their dirty clothes all over the house. But the undies over everything else is what he will go for.
Katie, like,
and we've had to take him to the vet because it's been all ripped up in his stomach, and it's just so gross. And he's even stopped eating the whole lot and just eating, like, the crotch area. So, it's so
Katie,
gross.
So he goes, so that, what's its name?
Yes. I don't want to,
what's
dog
the dog's
shaming.
Name? What's
it's
the dog?
Oscar.
Oscar. So does Oscar only go for used underwear or freshies as well?
No, not fresh at all.
Yeah.
Is it everyone's or just one particular person?
No, it's everyone's. It's just so gross. But look, we don't leave anything lying around. That's what the family does now. We're very clean in that sense, but it's so gross.
Maybe he was just encouraging you to make sure you put the washing in the basket.
Yeah, let's look at it that way.
We'll look at it that way. The
other
cleanly
alternative
dog
is disgusting.
Yeah, eating the crotch out.
Maybe it's That's a pheromone thing.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. That's filthy.
The more you think about it, the worse it is. It's one of those situations.
100%. Early morning dog shame.
Thank you, Katie. Oh,
shame on you, Oscar. If you're listening.
Hey, guys, watching The Voice at the moment,
yes.
I've loved it this year.
Yeah.
I was a big Voice hater. Mm. The biggest show in the country right now, actually. Meg, you love it.
I love it. It's been a bit too quick this year, though. They've changed the format up a little bit. Like, I think it's been 3 weeks and it's nearly done. That's the only disappointing part of it, I think.
Now, Craver, I don't think you'll be really into this next segment we're about to do because you're not a talent show guy.
Look, what I...
You're more Survivor than The Voice.
Yeah, I would say that. But the way you're doing it is like the really succinct version, the really quick version. So I'm kind of into that.
Well, the finale's Sunday, 7 o'clock on Channel 7. But the guys, the final four, have released their singles, their winners' singles. Yeah, this was filmed months ago, so they've obviously filmed, like, alternate endings and stuff. So each contestant has had a winning moment. Anyway, they've finally dropped all four singles. So if they one of them wins, that's the song they'll release. We're going to react to them next. If you're a fan of The Voice and you've been watching it this year, take a listen next. These singles are really good.
Or alternatively, if you're not into it at all, you just get to hear the highlights like I am. It's win-win for everyone, really.
6:47, reacting to The Voice singles next at New FM.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Lord Royals at New FM, 6:54. Beautiful day today, 23 the top on the coast, 9 degrees right now, guys. And we're reviewing The Voice singles right now. Now, I'm not usually a big fan of The Voice, let me tell you that much for free. Craver, you are definitely not a fan of The Voice. Meg,
look,
dabs it. But
I sort of watched it a few times in the early days, but it's been a while since I've gone, you know what I'm going to do tonight? Crack open a beer and watch The Voice. And in fact, it's been all of history since I've done that.
It's the biggest show in the country at the moment, so I thought
undeniable.
It's only fitting that we review the so-called winner's singles. So there's four finalists at the moment. There's G Nation, Bella Taylor-Smith, Mick the Mower Man Harrington, and Arlo.
Arlo Sims, yes.
So basically, the record company has hooked each of them up with a single, which they've dropped this week. You can vote right now at The Voice. Just Google that. So what we thought we'd do is review each of the finalists' singles on the show. Craver, you're a musician, so like I feel like you'll be quite good at this.
This is extra interesting for me because I haven't heard any of them, really. So to have like a first listen, you'll be getting my raw reaction without knowing their background. It really is like The Voice. Well, I don't know what they look like.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't really have any clue.
In fact, should I turn my chair around? It'd be a bit difficult because the microphone won't reach.
What we'll do, we'll go around the team after each one and say hit or miss.
Yep, all right.
All right, the first one is G Nation, who are on Team Rita. Now, these girls have copped some flack. Six young girls, incredibly talented. Getting a lot of flack, though, because they're the first girl group or group to be on The Voice. But they've dropped this new single. I am obsessed with it. It's called Mad About You. Ramp stuff now. This is so good. It's coming mad about you. Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't know what it is about Australia, but we hate girl bands and we hate pop music.
Unfortunate, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. The bands, some of the bands we've had over the last few years, girl bands and boy bands, really been pretty crap. These girls are quality. I think this is the winner.
The last girl group I think we had was Young Divas with Jess Malloy.
That's been a while.
You all remember the Young Divas, don't we?
Okay, so musically, I'd say it sounds a bit like Risa Aura. And then they've, like, their voices... They're pretty good, pretty decent. All right, so what are we doing, hit or miss?
I think hit. I'm voting hit for G Nation.
Yeah, I'm going hit as well.
So do I, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's
surprising.
Yeah, it's look, it's not... I probably wouldn't listen to that, but...
It's not going
to
be on repeat in the band, but...
No, I know what it... I know that's good.
I can see the New FM Music Department picking that one up. Next is Bella Taylor-Smith. Now, Bella has a beautiful voice. Probably the best, like, vocalist on the show. Her song's called Higher. Take a listen. So close, until the black sky turns to blue. I wanna climb a mountain with Now, this to me is like just your average voice song.
Yeah.
Like, they've let her down here.
A little bit.
I think.
Yeah, production value, very basic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, miss.
No she's, good. I'm going to say miss.
Yeah.
I think she's got a good voice, but really, she needs a bit more of a unique song.
I'm a little bit disappointed because, as you said, she is the best vocalist. She's a singing teacher as well, so she knows what she's doing.
Let her down, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
G Nation's still leading for me. Next is, you might have seen this guy, Mick the Mower Man Harrington.
Who you think is a serial.
Now, if he doesn't... If he doesn't win The Voice, he's got a lawn mowing franchise to rival Jim's Mowing.
Mick's Mowing,
Mick,
isn't it?
Well, Mick the Mower Man.
Oh, right, sorry.
You can only be called Mick if you own one. this is his song. Check it out. We all just want a connection. It's called Real You. You said this morning, Meg, very Lewis Capaldi.
Yes, that's the vibes I get.
Poor man's Lewis Capaldi. Nah. Yeah, once again, pretty average. It's called Real You.
I think forgettable.
Yeah.
You just told me the name of it and I can't remember already.
All I think of is Mick the Mower Man. Like, they've really done him a disservice.
Yeah.
Good for his business, probably.
That's a no from
me. Oh, you're Mick the Mower Man off TV.
Yeah.
Come on. You can do me lawns.
Last one, guys, is a song by Arlo Sim. Now, Arlo has an angelic voice. Mm. He's just an amazing singer. I think this guy and G Nation are up there. It's called Feel. And I just want to feel. Gets like right up there on the vocal range, Crevo. What do you think?
Yeah, I think. Look, I think that's been really well produced.
Yeah,
the song is quite unique, and yeah, like you said, good voice. I reckon that's got legs, sort of almost a bit of an indie vibe in some ways.
That's what I was gonna say. It feels like he's gonna drop the pop kind of persona a little bit, and then go into more of that indie thing further into his career, kind of like a Matt Corby.
If concerts open up again, Splendor in the Grass might have him. You know, that's the sort of place, and there's a lot of money in that kind of touring.
Well, you get 3 votes each. You can vote now at 7plus.com.au/thevoice.
I've already voted. Is that
fine? Have you?
I gave 3 votes to Bella. I love her voice. Like, as much as the song isn't great, vocally, she's the best
this
one.
This is why The Voice has no, like, lasting stars, though, Meg, because it's a million and one girls and guys with great voices.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, G Nation. Look at that, like just beautiful pop lushness.
I think 2 seasons ago, Lee Harding was on there.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell he got all my votes, eh?
I haven't voted yet. Prevo's
pretty stumped. Who's Lee Harding? Is
he? Oh, do you remember Wasabi back in the day from Australian
Idol? Australian
Idol.
I like the sauce for on my sushi, but that's where that ends.
I'll show you some Lee Harding later, my God.
Hey, guys, on News Time with Maddie, up next at New FM.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Lenovo's.
Vince Joy, Missing Peace at New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 7:13, 10 degrees at Nobby's right now, guys. Survivor is wrapping up. Australian Survivor Brains versus Braun. The grand finale is on this Sunday, the 12th of September at 7:30 p.m. Only on 10 and 10 Play On Demand. Last night on the show, the Duchess of Double Bay, Cara, was eliminated from the show, totally blindsided by her once teammate and friend, George. Cara, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Duchess. We are going well. now, a bit of a shock last night. I guess you can't be too surprised with George. He turned on you after a very strong alliance. How did that feel?
Well, it was inevitable, and I voted him, so it just came to that point in time where we needed to vote each other out.
Yeah.
Now, have you always been a Survivor fan, or is this a recent appeal to you to get on the show?
No. I've always been a Survivor fan. My hubby and I watch it religiously. I actually applied 3 years ago, but didn't get in. And so I was delighted to actually do this one, frankly, in the outback too, which was sensational, rather than just being on an island.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Is hubby going to apply next time?
He said he'd only do it if we did it together.
Oh,
he's super
bless.
Smart. He's actually a bit like George, and he studied law too, so it was actually a bit funny that It's like George's like a mini hubby.
I love that. Hey, Cara, what is the hardest part for you going into the bush? Because, I mean, you just referenced the island. Now, obviously, that's what we know. And I guess the conditions in the Australian outback would be so much worse than on some Fijian island. What was the hardest part for you? Because you were in there for a while, like 45 days, yeah?
45 days, yeah. The hardest part, it was, we're just hungry and there was nothing to forage for. Everywhere I looked, I was even eating grass off, you know, any bits of grass or anything I could find. I still actually walk around the streets and look at little bits that I might be able to eat.
I was going to say, have you ever found yourself eating grass before, Duchess?
Not so much, no. But when you're out there, you literally, you do go very primal. You will do anything. I mean, we were catching fish with our hands and you know, jumping around. And
has like this whole experience helped you develop as just a human being? Like, do you feel more connected now to the planet in a way?
Funnily enough, I actually do.
Yeah.
And the amusing thing I like to play around with my friends is that I didn't know the stars went all the way to the horizon. In the city, you don't see that.
Yeah,
and
course.
Out there, we saw the blood moon, which was sensational. And you really do have a connection with it. And I find myself craving to actually see brown bulldust now rather than even green.
It really is a magical place, isn't it? The center of the country.
It really is.
It's just a beautiful place to be, Kruver.
Yeah, could you imagine yourself now having had that experience, ever leaving Double Bay and moving to the country for full time?
I would say a very distinct no. I like my food, I like my cafes, I like my happy life here, but to have that experience out there was just truly once in a lifetime, and I can't even describe it. It's absolutely life-changing in so many different ways.
Hey, you were great on the show. Now, before we let you go, Flick, Haley or George, who's taking out the win?
Oh, come along. You really going to ask me that?
No, of like, who do you think will win?
Who do I think?
Or do you actually know? So this is dangerous territory.
I don't know. No, my mate George. I've been rooting for George the whole way. He's the underdog. He's not winning challenges to get through anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, the immunity necklace helps a lot and gives you that power vote, and he has not rested on his laurels. I love Haley and Flick and George. They're all wonderful, wonderful people, but I've got to back my mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a good person.
Yeah.
He turned on you and you're still backing him to win.
I turned on him too.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you notice that? So
yeah,
we
yeah.
just got to that pointy hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said.
I get
that. It's
the name of the game, really.
Hey, Cara, the Duchess of Double Bay, thank you so much. Of course, the Survivor Grand Finale, Brains versus Brawn, wraps up this Sunday, 7:30, only on 10 and 10 Play On Demand, guys.
That's right. Up next, though, if you want to get involved with this, we'd like your help on 1310. As we play What's My Age Again. Now, this is, of course, the year-long competition amongst us to see who's the best at guessing people's ages, purely based on your tone of voice, maybe a couple of questions we ask you to get your vibe, and then we guess your age. Now, there is a pretty tight score between you two. So, Meg, you're sitting on 22. Maddie, in the lead on 25. I scored a point last time. I'm on 18. So a long way to go to catch up, but things are on the move for me. 13-10-09, rather. We need a couple of players. Everyone that gets on the air this week, of course, in the draw to win an escape for two to Crown Plaza Hunter Valley.
Excellent. We'll do it next at New FM, 18 past 7.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
It's 9 degrees at Warners Bay right now. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. It's time for What's My Age Again. If you want to play, you think you can fool us, you have a deceptive voice, 13-10-09.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, very simple. We have a chat to you, ask you a couple of questions, listen to your voice, and then you try and trick us as we guess what your age is. The closest without going over is the way we score this. And, of course, any points we get go on our tally board. Meg, you're currently in second place, actually, with 22. Maddie on 25. I'm on 18. So
feeling confident today, aren't you?
You are feeling confident, Maddie. I think you've got this in the bag by the way you're acting.
Oh, coming from the guy on 17 points who really is pretty crap at this game. Yeah, let's meet our first caller.
Yeah, we're going to Tanya. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Do you think you can deceive us?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. All right, well, let's get into your first question then. Do you pay for a Spotify subscription?
No.
Okay.
Crevo?
Yeah, all right, next question. What is the last thing that you watched on television?
Oh, NCIS.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, question number three. What is your favourite type of brekkie cereal?
Oh, I don't really eat brekkie.
Most important meal of the day.
You can have it for dessert. Really, I have Cocoa Pops for dessert all the time.
What was that?
Oh, so you can have cereal for dessert. I have Cocoa Pops for breakfast. So,
anyway, next question. One more.
All right, so what is your go-to drink when you go to the pub?
Vodka.
All right.
Revo, your guess.
All right, I think you are 33 years of age.
I think you are 32.
Man. I'm going to go 31.
Reveal, please, Tanya.
33.
Yes! That's right on the knocker.
Look at that.
That's a double. So 2 points, surely, isn't it?
Wow, look at that. Thanks, Tanya. Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
That.
Busy mum with the kids.
Yeah. I know, all hanging around doing
that
stuff.
That is multitasking.
Vodka and no breakfast cereal.
Yeah, that's living life.
Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next. Plus, we are chatting to Jane Goldsmith, who you know from NBN News. She does the weekend news, and she's been a reporter here in Newcastle for over 20 years. She celebrated her 20th anniversary at NBN only yesterday.
An icon of our city, if you will.
That's right. So we'll catch up with her after the news at UFM.
Lenovo's now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Guys, Jane Goldsmith is celebrating 20 years at NBN News. Such a great achievement. She joins us on the phone right now. Congratulations, Jane.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Anytime, of course. We were just chatting off air. When you started at NBN, massive news, of course, in September 2001 with 9/11. What a first experience, like, to have. What was it like?
There was a lot going on at the time, for sure. I was just finishing university, actually, just a spring chicken. But, I mean, one of the biggest events the world had ever seen at the time. So, I was straight into it. Of course, I was still just covering local issues here, but it certainly was going on in the background. So, a huge time to start in news. But, I absolutely still love the job. I love covering news and I love being part of this community, and it's a real honour and privilege to still be part of this team.
Tell me, what's been the biggest highlight for you across the 20 years? What story really sticks out? Of course, a lot has happened locally over 20 years. What really moved you the most? What story?
Oh, goodness. Tough question. Can I give you two things? I guess
we'll allow it.
Natasha Volker storm, of course. And I was out covering the floods that night. In waist deep water, there were homes completely flooded and destroyed. And rescue boats being put into streets to rescue people from their homes. I just seeing that huge ship at Nobby's, but also after covering the events of the day, I went home to where I lived at Hamilton North at the time, and found my own house had been flooded and hadn't realised, and I had to then sort of wade into my own street to rescue my dog. So that certainly, that just feels like yesterday, but also I've been covering the cases of three missing Lake Macquarie girls, Robin Hickey, Amanda Robinson, and Gordana Kapowski. And two of them have been missing for 40 years and feel very connected to those cases and following the latest on the investigation to try to finally get some answers for the families.
Well, you've been on our screens for about 20 years now, I would say. You've become a mum in that time as well. Did your reporting style change when you became a mum?
Oh, interesting question. Yeah, it does. I mean, you see things through the eyes of a parent, and it does give you definitely a different perspective. And even, you know, this little missing boy, this little three-year-old boy up at Singleton, you know, you read that story and your heart just aches as a parent because, you know, you just can't imagine what that would be like. But obviously, you know, knowing the love that you have as a parent, you really do see that, you know, perspective. So, yeah, it does change things for sure.
Is journalism something that you would recommend to young women in particular?
I sure would. Yeah. I mean, if you have a love for writing and connecting with people and, you know, telling stories, I definitely would recommend it. I loved English and I loved, you know, public speaking and all that kind of thing as a kid. But yeah, it really is, as I said, it's an honour. It's a privilege to be able to meet people and tell their stories and in a way help the local community. I mean, you guys do the same thing. It's, as you would know, you know, it is a real honour to have this job.
Yeah, absolutely. So true.
Well, you've been doing this for 20 years now. What's the plan for the next 20?
The main bulletin. Yeah. Come on, Jane.
Come on, Jane. Step up.
I love my weekend bulletins, and I'm so thankful that the people of the Hunter tune in and all the New South Wales tune in to watch. So I'll keep doing my thing and reporting as well on the road. So, yeah, no, I'll keep at it.
Congratulations. It's an amazing achievement, Jane Goldsmith. Before you go, though, we have a question. We've been kind of just chatting off the air about the end of the news bulletin, right? Now, you would know this well. When the credits are rolling and you've said goodnight and you turn to the weather person or the sports presenter and you start talking but the mics are down, what do you guys actually say? Are you just mouthing words to each other? Like, is that an act?
No, it's usually just we're making comments about how the bulletin went, you know, like,
that was a rocky ride
or that was a bit of a roller coaster ride tonight. It's usually just a bit of a chat about what's going on. It all looks nice and smooth, but behind the scenes it can be completely different.
You're duck like pedaling under the water.
I wanted to believe that you turned to Gav and like, Gav, you really screwed up the weather tonight. What are you doing? Apparently not. Very friendly.
Usually just having a quick chat. Well, sometimes it can be absolutely freezing in the studio and we've actually got a heater behind us and rugs over our knees. And so we're just sort of like, oh my goodness, thank goodness that's over because we need to go and heat up.
That's good amazing.
Stuff. Hey, congrats again, Jane. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a lot of fun. NBN News, of course, nightly, 6 o'clock. NBN. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, guys.
Pink, All I Know So Far at New FM. Welcome to Tuesday, 7:54. Wow, we have $1,053 to give away today, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. Yeah. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we passed the hat around to get the extra $3 just for the entertainment value of the 105.3 situation.
We need to get the lady who sings the New FM jingle on for today only. Mm. You have won $1,053.
It's a bit of fun. You got to live life on the edge a bit. Be a bit loose. Why not?
Well, fingers crossed it goes off. We're going to Andrew, living the bachelor lifestyle in Blacksmiths near the beach, works out in the mines, in maintenance. Are you a bit of a surfer?
Nah.
What was that, sorry?
Bit of a fisherman.
Oh, you're a fisherman. What do you fish for?
Oh, anything to get on the line, I suppose.
Hey, Andrew, do you make your own burley at home?
No, mate, no, I don't.
Just regular bait.
Just regular bait.
A lot of people do make their own chum at home.
I've never...
Is this your specialty?
No, I did as a kid. I really? Used to be quite the keen fisherman.
Really?
When I was like 12 years old.
How successful were you?
Some fish guts in there. Yeah.
No, I mean at catching the fish.
Yeah. Oh, very unsuccessful.
Not making them.
Andrew might be better than you. All right, yeah, let's probably. Get you $1,053.
See, I thought Burley was mostly for getting sharks. But I live and learn.
Yeah. I've got no... Yeah, fishing, nah.
What's the last big fish you caught, Andrew?
Oh, a couple. Taylor and Flathead
sort
of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice one.
Taylor and Flathead.
All right, let's get you good some cash, evening. Andrew. Were you born on the 24th of September?
Nah, the 13th.
Oh, too bad.
Sorry, Andrew. Sorry. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I'll back before
yeah.
a nine.
Yeah.
Another chance
Another
at
chance
the cash.
At 105.3.
I'm going to call the jingle lady now.
Oh, good. Get her on the phone. What's her name, do you know?
No idea.
You just saved in your phone as jingle lady.
Donna, maybe.
Donna from the Jane. Jingle department.
Donna Jingle.
7:56, guys. We are talking What's the Goss with producer Jackson after 8 o'clock. It's on the way at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
As Maddie in the newsroom just said, we're entering our 33rd day of lockdown, going a little bit nuts. And there's certain things at home that I'm trying to do now to recreate like a normal life, if that sounds a bit weird. Like my fiance, he loves getting this certain burger from this place that they've named after him. And I've tried to recreate it. Doesn't look anywhere near what they've actually made. But we want to know on 13709, the things that you're trying to recreate in lockdown to get that normal life back. Have you guys been doing anything?
Yeah, mine, the Long Island iced tea.
Of course, to recreate
my favourite... What are you saying?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I'm trying to recreate my favourite bars, Long Island iced teas.
Do you put, like, the music on?
They're
and
just
like...
a little bit too strong. I don't know why.
Why has that happened? Yeah, who would know?
Do you not have a measuring, like a nip glass?
Meg, do I look like a guy that's organised?
You're free pouring for sure.
I don't have measuring cups.
But if you are trying to recreate stuff, let us know. 13109. We do have an amazing prize up for grabs this week for our caller of the week.
That's right. Escape for two to Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. You're in the draw if you're on air. It's as simple as that.
Easy as that. 13109 to get involved.
Very good. We'll do it after this girl kicking goals at the moment. Tones and I. This is Cloudy Day at New FM. Good morning. Tones and I, Cloudy Day. This is New FM, 8:09. Not cloudy here today. It's very sunny. 23 at the top on the coast. 20 around the lake, Meg.
Yeah, we're asking on 13109, the things that you're recreating in lockdown. We're more than a month in. I've been trying to recreate my fiance's favourite burger that I don't think the restaurant's open anymore because they were in like an office district kind of thing. So
right.
When they're being open.
Yeah.
I saw on Instagram the other day something really cool though. Someone had got a projector and put it in their car and put it onto the garage door to make it look like they were at a drive-in.
That's very clever.
Just little things like that.
Now, so one of the favourite foods that we've recently discovered, Emmy and I, is at the Mayfield Bolo. They've got this, it's like a eggplant schnitzel. And, like, we just found it and then lockdown happens. And we're like, oh, we can't go there. It's like our local, so perfect. Emmy has done a pretty good job at recreating it. So that's definitely mine.
How close? Yeah. If you had to put a percentage on it.
90%.
What about you, Meg?
Oh, 40. That's not good. I tried. A for effort, but that's about it.
All right, let's go to the recreation queen, Susan. Good morning. Hello, Susan. How are you?
Good.
Hey, tell us, what are you recreating at home because of COVID?
Well, I'm actually putting up a fence, and I've been renovating the backyard, so I'm, like, becoming, like, a scrappy, and I've become a removalist. And then I've also become a plumber because the dog dug up one of the pipes, so I had to fix the pipe. And then, like, I've now, like, just become queen of dirt because she's dug, like, enough holes to bury a human. And so, and I'm just like, and then I'm putting furniture together, and literally it's just, like, becoming a nightmare.
Susan, do you know what? You need, I think this is like a counselling session for you. Like, you're letting everything out.
You know what I hear? Obviously, you don't want to get all these tradespeople around to your house because of COVID. So you're like, I'm just going to learn every trade.
Yeah, well, that's basically what I've done. I'm like, that's it. Okay, I'm going to do it myself. And they're like, you know, oh, no, I can't have anyone over. Well, that's fine. No problem. I'll just do it myself.
If
I want the job right, I'll do it myself.
Are YouTube tutorials your best friend right now?
I'm actually not even watching YouTube.
I'm not even doing it. Just figuring it out yourself.
Susan, tell me, the big question is, have you had any success of all those different jobs that you've done?
Yes, well, the dog hasn't escaped out of the yard. She hasn't jumped the fence. She hasn't dug another hole. And there's nothing chewed up yet.
Well done.
Win, win, win. Susan, love your work.
A great call. Thanks, Susan.
Time to check in with Trish. What have you been recreating at home?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So me and my boyfriend the other weekend had date night at home.
Now, nice one. Now, how did you make this like a restaurant, or what did you do to make it special and not just dinner?
So we hung fairy lights and that in the lounge room, put candles. We actually got dressed up as if we were going out for dinner. So I did my hair, my face, put on some heels that I haven't worn for months. And we had a picnic with some oysters and prawns and cheese and bickies and dips and that in the lounge room.
I love this. This is cute.
Oh. Yeah, it was really cute. And then we just we snuggled up on the floor and watched a movie.
Oh.
On the floor? Do you have a couch?
Yeah, but it's a picnic kind of vibe. Picnic vibes.
You sit on the couch anytime. We had big pillows and...
That's really cute. Like that.
So it's kind of like outdoor cinema to a degree on the floor, but indoors.
Yes. And we can't do it out the back because we have got big dogs and they just wouldn't be very cute if they were involved as well.
It doesn't have the same romantic vibes if there's big slobber all over you.
No. Susan, did it give you relief? After the date, did you guys feel relieved, like you'd done something?
Yes, we did. Yes, it was just nice because it just wasn't the same thing that we do every weekend. You know, the cook dinner or have a barbecue. It was just something nice and different.
Do it in the lounge room. You know.
Yep.
Excellent.
We won't discuss that.
I was just talking about dinner.
Well, of course.
I know what you're talking about, Trish.
Dinner on the picnic rug.
Great calls. Excellent. Producer Jackson's on the way next. Good morning, Producer Jackson.
Hi, good morning. Live. Guess what I'm recreating in lockdown?
What?
I'm creating the Gossip Girl Season 1 where Serena Vanderwoodson lives in the Palace Hotel and everyone does everything for her. Of course, I'm Serena Vanderwoodson. there you go. Because I'm a diva. Let's talk about Delta Goodrum next because she's got a really strange way of keeping low-key in lockdown. She doesn't want fans approaching her, so I'm going to talk about why I think she's doing it wrong. Also, too, very sad news for Hugh Jackman. I'll tell you about it next.
Okay, details after this. New FM 8:15.
The Novos.
Bruno Mars, Marry You, and New FM. Beautiful day today. 20 the top around the lake. 18 out at the bay, guys.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Crossing to Producer Jackson live in lockdown right now for all the latest celeb goss. He's got a mo, he's got an afro. We haven't seen him in 3 months. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Do you miss me?
I do miss you. I have my days. Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, Jackson.
I'll be back for 10 minutes and you'll think, Jesus Christ, he's like the little brother I never asked for and I wish he was back in lockdown.
On Instagram, Jackson, you were getting around in the shower, which is interesting. How did you film that?
And why did you send it to Crevo?
Oh, I sent it to everyone. Actually, if you just follow Jackson on air, Stinky Plug, you can go and see me without my kid on in the shower. So happy Tuesday. But,
free advertising.
That's why I have gone through so many phones. I mean, Telstra really loves me. I shower with my phone and I drop it quite often and get it. Look, don't drink and snap in the shower, by the way. Like, there's a lot of, like, angst the next morning where you're like, oh my God, did I accidentally get my junk in there and didn't realize and now thousands of people have seen it. But, yeah, I go through a few phones. I do.
Whatevs.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman, not too happy today.
Yeah, really sad news because he's announced on Twitter that his father passed away on Father's Day. And yeah. It's been a really tough year for Hugh Jackman. I mean, he's got that cancer issue, the skin cancers that he's been stressed about. And, yeah, his tribute to his dad was really sweet. He says, in the early hours of Father's Day, my dad peacefully passed away. And whilst there's a deep sadness, I'm filled with such gratitude and love to my dad. Very sweet, right? His dad would have been so proud of him
of
and
course.
Like what he's
yeah.
become.
Yeah.
What a day as well.
Yeah.
A day, a year, just going through it.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet day for a lot of people. I think that... It's tough, but he's saying that he's just going to continue to work and just really make his dad proud with all the movies that he's got coming up. So I like Hugh Jackman.
I think,
a good old bloke.
Yeah, do you know, I think he's one of Hollywood's most down-to-earth actors.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that he does for adoption, I love, what's his wife's name? I always forget his wife's
Deborah
name.
Deborah Furness.
Yeah, they're such a beautiful couple, aren't they? Oh, aspirations. I want to be like Hugh Jackman, the big handsome svelte man. Jesus, how old is he? He looks like he's 15, but I know he's punching 50 or something, right?
He's definitely, yeah, getting
well,
there.
Well, you do have the dirty mo, like Hugh Jackman at the moment.
That's so true. I mean, he just needs to give me some of that Fiji water that's not Fiji water, but it's actually like a deal with the devil to make your skin good forever.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. Delta Goodrum. So she's in lockdown and she does not like fans approaching her. She's like, ooh, germs, COVID, yuck. Anyway, the way she's hiding herself in public is getting around. And look, not an easy year for Delta either. I mean, she had that whole strain named after her. That's a bit of bad PR, isn't it?
Terrible.
Can't Google Delta tickets. No one wants Delta tickets. We want the vaccine. We don't want Delta tickets. So she's been getting around Sydney in none other than her own merchandise. So, like, way to stay low-key than wearing Delta 2021 tour shirt.
Examples, gosh. Please.
Yeah, you know what? When I hear that, this is what I imagine, right? Obviously, the tours have been postponed everywhere. You see, like, the billboards and stuff. People always put photos of them up online. But I'd imagine they would have printed a lot of merchandise. Mm. Her garage is just full of boxes of T-shirts and hoodies and, like, drink cups.
Tote
and
bags.
Tote bags and 10,000 tote bags. Of
Delta's
course you've got to use it.
Delta's stoked. She's like, I have got my Arias outfit set till 2065. But she's also, like, been photographed being, like, pictured with these big ho-ho-ho bags. So she's getting her Christmas shopping done, like, very... early. Doesn't have much on. I mean, go to the piano and write something, Delta. It's only September. You can get your Christmas gift.
Hey, kick your shoes off and write a song.
Is she wearing, like, her own shirts or hats or what is it?
She's wearing her own hat and her own shirt and a big ho-ho-ho bag in these photos. It's one of the saddest sights you've ever seen.
Can I just say, Jackson, of course, you can't see Crevo right now, but Crevo, of course, very famous radio announcer here in Newcastle, very recognisable. Crevo is currently wearing UFM merch.
Oh,
now,
really?
I think Crevo might be doing the same thing, so he doesn't get recognised.
Big
holes or woolies.
Yeah.
Is he wearing those jumpers that we got? Because
yeah,
I got
the
one in the mail, and I've also been wearing that on my walk. Because
see,
it's so warm. So I'm up for... Maybe I... Oh,
you
my
guys
God, I'm
can't
just like
criticise
Delta,
Delta then.
Big difference, Matty. Big difference. Yeah, Delta has the money to buy fancy clothes, you see, whereas my wallet is a bit more restricted than hers.
Millionaire, not billionaire. Thank you, Jackson.
Please.
Thank you, sir. Guys, I couldn't believe that. You're doing the same thing as Delta.
Judgy McJudge.
Very, very different in every single way.
Hey, guys, news time up next with Maddie. Plus, we are playing Birthday Lotto before 9 o'clock worth $1,053, guys.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Streaming Jets better at 105.3 New FM, 8:40, 11 degrees at Nobby's right now. Beautiful spring day. Heading for a top of 23 on the coast. Crevo. Oh. You
ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living.
Kanye West, as we were just mentioning off the air, he is the gift that keeps on giving.
You keep forgetting he's changed his name.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Ye.
What? No longer Kanye West.
I'm going to keep calling him Kanye West because it's more recognizable. No one knows who Ye is. Anyway, he's creating now a line of, this is what is the quote from the website, shower and bath items, home furnishings, accessories, and like artwork and decorative accessories. Now, he's essentially, it seems, competing with like Bed Bath and Table and that sort of thing, which is just bizarre. Because when you think of Kanye West, I look at him and go, yeah, wacky musician, all that sort of stuff. I do not think there is a man who has excellent taste. I mean, if you've ever watched like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you look at their house and it's like a lot of gold frames and very sort of basic furniture and sort of poolside, you know, patios and stuff like that.
I don't know. When you were questioning his taste, I thought he married a Kardashian.
Well,
that's where I thought you were going with that.
There's that as well. But then, of course, you look at where he's been living the last few weeks.
In a stadium. Too good.
No.
Like, when I think of a stadium locker room, which he was literally living in, I don't think, oh, there's some beautiful, you know, taste and artwork in there. Quite strange, right?
I know that we're giving him a hard time about this, right? But we all said this Absolutely. About the shoes. When he first announced he was releasing a line of shoes, Yeezys are now one of the most sought-after brands of shoes on the planet. So, you know what? I've got an open mind.
Okay.
I think it could be good.
Okay, now, you say that, but when you think of, like, rapper, you do think streetwear, there may be a mesh or a connection there. It's sort of ground that's been trodden on before.
Mm.
50 Cent never brought out a line of crockery. Like, it just doesn't match.
Well, I'm guessing he's not going to release a shower curtain with fluffy ducks on it, you know?
No.
Like, I
Funny
feel like
you say
dark
that.
Tones, blacks, browns.
That sort of
very
thing.
Very masculine.
Just thinking maybe a shower curtain that just says donda, 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 donda.
Well, that's absolutely possible.
Donda, 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 donda.
Just speaking shanker.
Yeah.
Even that, or just the text. But I did think of a couple of possible products that he could release, or names for the products he could release. So I've got, first of all, because they've talked about, like, all of the moisturizers and stuff, I thought he could have the Gold Digger Bath Soap, which is, of course, for getting out the gold, if you know what I'm saying. then I thought he could release, because, you know, he's got that feud with Peppa Pig at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
He could have the get some Peppa Pig bacon on your plate, bowl, and a cup set. It'd be perfect, right?
Okay.
Then, to wrap it up, he could have a towel set called I'm Gonna Let You Finish Showering Before You Use Me.
Do you think Taylor Swift might get one of those sent to her?
Oh, 100%. She might even get, you know, a little cut, like a royalty, if you will.
Yeah, maybe.
She's partly responsible for making that cash happen.
Grevo, do you know what I think they should call it?
What?
These nuts.
Wow.
Sorry.
You have to dry that part, I'm guessing, as well, right?
I can't wait for this. You know what? I'd love to buy them. I'll wait for the knockoff versions on Amazon, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not buying, like,
you know,
mad expensive.
The towel alone will be $629 or some absurd amount.
Kmart will do a version eventually. Who's a knockoff rapper that from Australia that can do the Kmart version?
Well, that's a great question.
Who is an MC?
Really? Illy, I like Illy though.
Illy wouldn't do that.
Hilltop
sort of
Hoods.
What? No, guys. Savage the Rapper.
Oh, that is exactly the person that would do it. 100%. He'd be straight in there doing his own towels and bowls with Kmart.
Yeah, big towel. So, anyway, he's actually from New Zealand.
I was going to say that. But he's always over here.
Yeah, doing shows at like.
Wasn't he on that Young Divas track? Turn me loose.
Oh, possibly.
I think.
Yo, Savage.
He did.
How many
Timmy
dudes?
Trumpet.
That's right.
Oh, guys. Timmy Trumpet. Cursor.
Oh.
cursor. I can't
even. Lads of Newcastle Unite, huh?
360, yeah, another possibility.
Oh, good stuff. I can't wait for that. A birthday lotto is up next, though, Meg.
Yeah, $1,053 we're going to go to today. We've pulled around to get the extra $3. What month are we looking for, Grebo?
I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as July.
Awesome. So if you're born in July and you want to score the cash, you've got to hit us up, 131009.
Okay, I will do it after this, 8:45 at New FM.
This is The Novos.
New FM.